This is the closing market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone right now with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group as we wrap up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets today?
Well, the market's kind of a back and forth affair today. We had the report yesterday. The market didn't seem to go according to the report. Came out at 11 o'clock. The corn stocks were lower. The U.S. stocks were lower than expected underneath the low end of the range. And the world stocks and corn were also lower. But the corn market didn't do much yesterday. The bean stocks were unchanged in the market rally. And today the market was lower earlier, and then it's come back a little bit. Beans are up about a half a cent now. Corn down about a half cent. And the wheat market is up nine today. So nice recovery today in the markets. Wheat, highest close it's had in a couple of weeks, toward the top end of the range it's been in this year. The big issue in the grains, well, two of them. One is the buying from China.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
Growers have spoken, and they're raving about Storin corn herbicide. We surveyed over 1,000 customers who've made the switch to Storin, and 99% said they'd recommend it to a friend. That's right, 99%. With a 9 out of 10 satisfaction rating, it's clear why Storin is the herbicide customers can count on. But don't just take our word for it. Ask your Syngenta retailer or visit storinreviews.com to read testimonials from Storin users near you. Always read and follow label instructions.
At the close, March corn down 1.25 at 427.5. March soybeans up 1.5 at 1124 even. March soybean meal up 220 at 303 even. March soybean oil down 22 cents at 57.05. On the Merck, February live cattle up 325 at 242.35. March feeders up 267 at 367.45. April lean hogs down $1.65 at 93.85. April pork cutout went unchanged at 103.40. And February Class 3 milk down 5 cents at 15.12. Those are your closing markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.